Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Relatives speaking out after the release of Hamas hostage videos. In one of them, 21-year-old Maya Shem is heard saying, "I just ask that you bring me home." Her mother, Karen, reacting.
"I'm begging the world to bring my baby back home."
Shem says she didn't know her daughter was alive until yesterday. President Biden is heading to Israel, expected to leave later today for a visit tomorrow.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken revealed the trip in a late-night announcement from Tel Aviv after meeting with Netanyahu and his war cabinet for nearly 8 hours. President Biden will also stop in Jordan with plans to meet with Arab leaders, including Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
ABC's Justin Finch in Washington. The U.S. has been working to break a deadlock over delivering aid to millions of civilians in the Gaza Strip. Aid workers warning the territory is near complete collapse. This is ABC News. The U.S. government reacting to a new deal with families separated at the border during the Trump administration includes temporary legal status, short-term housing aid, and access to mental health and legal services. Car-sharing company Zipcar hit with a $300,000 fine for letting customers use cars that were under recall. It's the first time federal regulators have fined a rental company over recalled vehicles in its fleet. And Taylor Swift, queen of the box office.
Yes. It's a love story between Taylor Swift and moviegoers. Her official North America debut for the Eras Tour concert film brought in $92.8 million, a little below the $95 to $97 million estimate on Sunday, and also below the $100 million plus estimates before the weekend. But Swift can certainly shake it off, knowing that's still a record opening weekend for a concert film and the second biggest October opening of all time. It also got a rare A-plus cinema score from audiences, which were 82% women. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade, Monkey, Dom, and Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Tuesday to you. Is it Tuesday?
It is all day.
It's Tuesday. Yeah, happy Tuesday to you.
It is.
I was going to say 66 degrees. No, it's 36 degrees in Appleton, 37 in Green Bay, 37 in Oshkosh. It is autumn.
It is.
But it's a beautiful autumn. Hasn't it been?
This whole week's going to be
just
great.
Beautiful, is, man. I was driving around yesterday, and it's like late afternoon. It's like, holy crap.
Is it better?
Nice.
Sun was out. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. The colors are sprouting, yep. And it's like, man.
All good stuff.
No place better to be than right here, right now. It's gorgeous. This is the greatest time of year. I told you I hate spring, but I love fall.
Yeah, spring is cool.
Spring sucks. No, it does. Everybody says that. Everybody would say, we could do a quick poll right now.
No way.
Just to start it off. Spring sucks. Fall is unbelievably autumn.
Fall's fantastic. Spring sucks. Yes. Spring is nice because it's the end of winter. It's also the beginning of
new life. I hate spring.
Okay.
Well, Todd, the tie.
We'll argue about that.
Todd.
I like autumn better.
Just let him talk.
Okay.
I like this, Jim.
I like autumn better.
Thank you, Todd.
But spring is nice because, plants start coming in and, yep, exactly.
All right. Hey, John, I bet you've been the sports guru for 40 years. Yesterday, the Olympic Committee met.
Yes!
I bet you were into
flag
that.
Flag football.
I know.
Did you see that, Todd?
2028.
And what? Cricket.
2028.
Oh, come on.
That's unbelievable.
They are. They're adding. I mean, they're.
I saw that. I was going to bring that up.
Okay. We could do that later. I just thought, because we've got you as a sports guy, I mean, you know a lot about a lot of things, but I mean, sports is kind of your forte. You have to brush up on squash.
Well, here.
Right? Because isn't squash new?
Well, I don't know what that is.
No. Squash is that indoor racquetball, right?
It's something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't know that one.
But that's an Olympic sport.
But flag football.
I know.
So here's the deal.
The NFL has been lobbying for that for some time.
But here's the deal. We're in Titletown.
Right.
We're basically in the birth of football right here.
No doubt. 100
okay.
years.
We need to put together the greatest flag football team in the world to win a gold medal. And we're going to start that today. Right here, right now. As soon as I saw that yesterday, it's like, okay, the campaign. We are putting together the greatest flag football team in the United States of America, which will win a gold medal in the Olympics. Who's in?
I'm totally in.
Totally in.
Why flag football, though?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
I agree
with
you.
Well, no, you don't want that.
Todd, but Green Bay needs to put together the greatest flag football team in the world and win a gold medal. And I'm going to be the coach.
I was with you.
Here we go.
Johnny, I will help with the
fundraising. Why can't I coach that, Jim?
The M&M.
Bless you.
I think
the M&M
that'll be the team. Yep, and we'll get it sponsored by M&M's. It'll be great.
You know, the first person I'm hooking up? The first person?
Mm.
Coin.
Right. Right.
Coin is our center.
I don't know what
Coin from Midwest Restoration is our center and middle linebacker.
Did he?
I don't know, and I don't care. Well, but I want Coin on that team.
Yeah, because right. I mean, to be in the Olympics, you can't.
Yeah,
you can't. I mean, you can't be getting paid, right? Isn't that the way that works? Like you
right?
You
go, yeah.
But flag football.
But if you win a medal, you get paid or something.
There's some money that's exchanged.
Yeah, something has happened over the last few years.
Oh, they laid up on that. But so there's.
So Coin is our center and linebacker, middle linebacker.
I think. What about like your buddy up in Sturgeon Bay? That guy who coached at Notre Dame. You know the NFL player who played for the
Cardinals. Chris Grayson.
Chris.
Oh my God. Head coach at West DePere.
Yeah, that's
right.
Oh,
he'd be a fantastic quarterback for this.
That, or should we get him to coach?
No, well, I'm going to coach. What? What?
No, okay. I think it's funny that you've had to say that five times.
I know.
Listen to me.
Nobody's listening to that. It's Jen.
I'm going to be a player coach.
Oh my gosh, quarterback. This is like that. What was that movie where the rich guy, and he went back to play quarterback?
Warren Beatty?
Yeah.
Heaven Can Wait?
Yeah.
Yeah, good movie. Jack Warden. Yeah.
That's actually a good movie.
That's a very good movie.
Anyway, I'm sensing some of that here, Warren. But there's 33 sports, right, in the Olympics. But this doesn't debut.
Okay,
though.
How good of a start is this? Chris Grayson as quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
Coin as our middle linebacker and center, and me as the coach. Well, how's that for a start?
Two out of three. That's we're there. We're
I know.
There. We're
well, don't
there.
Put Chris down that way.
John, though, wouldn't that be cool, though, to at least get... Because we don't... Is flag football a thing here? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
People play a lot of flag football in Green Bay?
I think so. Hmm. Hang on. I'm trying to find Chris's number. We're going to call him.
I think that would be very cool for, like you said, the NFL...
I mean, this is Green Bay. This is the birth of the NFL.
No.
Why not have the world on a global stage have a flag football team from Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Who better than me as a coach?
I don't know. I think you keep saying two things in one sentence. You just get there. They're independent. We're all with you on the first part. I don't know. We'll have to interview you because we're going to have to raise some money, Todd. I'll help with that. But John, you need to be part of it. If nothing else,
yes,
we'll get him some pom poms and one of those horns called.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
No, you could.
Why can't I be a part of this?
I bet you that's gonna be
Chris would be amazing. Chris was an amazing Arena Football League quarterback.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool to see flag football in the Olympics. Now that's not till 2028. You know,
that's fine.
Okay. I went to Have you been to the Olympics?
No. Have you?
Yeah, 84.
Have you really?
I went to a bunch of stuff in 84.
Wow,
I was
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah. Again, you know, that was all
in Los Angeles?
Internet, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
I got a cool hat and I got some...
Swag?
I saved some.
Wow, you've done a lot of things. I think you worked it a little bit. When you were mayor, you worked it a little, didn't you? To get into places. I think you did, Todd.
He still does.
Still does.
I'm former mayor.
Yeah. I'm mayor of Titletown. People, you know, Julie.
One of my favorite people, Rick Chernick, says that a lot. He goes,
yeah.
You worked that more than anybody. I don't know. I did a lot. But I did a lot of this
Giuliani
stuff before.
Giuliani was America's mayor. You were Titletown's mayor.
It was great.
True?
But, hey, this and then cricket, you know, is coming on.
I saw that, and I thought about you, because you still think they play cricket in Northeast Wisconsin, and they don't.
And I said cricket was more popular. I misspoke and said it was more pop. It was the most popular sport.
It's not.
It's not, but it's very close.
It's not. It's not even close. But go ahead.
No.
It's not. No, Todd.
This is
Todd.
Yeah.
Todd.
Look it up. Could you cricket?
Todd.
Where does that rank in terms of sports popularity?
Well, it's not going to rank very well. There is some cricket in Northeast Wisconsin, though.
Here. Just wait, you guys. You're missing it. You think the world. Is Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's where you have to expand your horizons. I'm talking about international, the Olympics. It's worldwide.
Nope.
You take in India.
India is the only place they play cricket. It is.
It's UK.
Right? UK. Or the UK and cricket. Yeah. That's it. Maybe I'll give you Australia.
They play, no one,
they do they play it in Canada?
They play cricket here.
Do they play it in South America? No.
I don't know that.
They don't.
I just no. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not naive enough to think that that because we don't play it here, it's not played.
But it's okay. Todd,
Australia, New Zealand, England, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Zimbabwe, Scotland, Ireland, Nepal, U.S.
No, they don't play it in the U.S.
Sure, that's a cricket. It says it's, nobody,
we're, Johnny, we're ranked 17 out of 19.
17 out of 19. 17th place.
There's a cricket field here in Green Bay on the west side.
Tell me where.
Like by John Muir Park. There's a cricket field. I mean, I dedicated it. I don't know if it's still there, but that was 20 years ago.
And now it's a Walmart.
It was a park. Sure.
Yes, it is. Right, Todd?
Did you have the choice when you dedicated stuff like that to name it after yourself?
I don't think that ever came up.
Will you ever get a street or anything like that? I mean, you're a pretty big deal up here.
Yeah, Todd, did I ever tell you something? I was asked to dedicate something one day, a running place, and his assistant called me and said, the mayor is going to do it. Yeah. I'm like, well, the people that were doing it, they asked me to. Yeah, the mayor is going to do it.
I don't, John.
He overstepped me to do it.
I don't.
Yes, that's true. And you know exactly where and what it is. Your boy Chad called me and said, hey, John, thanks, but the mayor decided he's going to do it instead
Chad
of you.
Chad decided that.
Yeah, it must have been an election year. Yeah.
I did not come into work with, I came in here with, like, I wrote a few notes down. One was to celebrate the Olympics, that they're expanding and that they're bringing in flag football and squash and how we as a community, and you jumped on it right away. How we can capitalize on that.
I'm not kidding about this. As soon as I saw that, I thought, this is our first topic tomorrow morning.
Okay. I think that would be fun, too.
But I think it'd be awesome for Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, to have the flag football team represent the United States.
But what does it take to do that?
I'm going to put it together.
No. No, what I'm saying is, don't we have, aren't there competition? I mean, you don't just say, I'm going to be in the Olympics. Like, how do we get into the Olympics? Like, how do we... Don't we have to beat a bunch of teams first?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
We'll do that. Trust me.
Okay, so that's 2028.
Yeah, I'm putting this together.
And our contract here is...
Day to day.
Right.
So. Hour by hour.
Minute by minute. As they're listening in Madison, it's like, can we pull the pin or not? Give them another 20 seconds.
Yesterday did not go our way, so we'll see if we can if we can rebound today. But,
okay. Let's give it a shot.
That would be fun. You know, but I think when you're really, really good at something, there's this whole... youth thing. And tell me, you know this better than I do. Is flag football a big thing in youth here?
Yes, it
in
is.
Green Bay?
Huge, yeah.
Flag.
Ask you what's become really
flag
good.
Flag was big when we were young.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. I don't mean to.
John tied his flags together. I bet you
no,
did.
No, I got kicked out of the Arizona State Flag Football League in college.
Four?
I got kicked out. This is no lie. I'm not saying I'm a bad guy.
Never.
At Mesabi Community College, they had a statewide floor hockey. That was really big. I got kicked out of that. I got kicked out of Arizona State flag football and Arizona State basketball.
John.
I used to have a bad attitude.
Do we need this guy coaching the Olympic team?
I know,
for
right? Isn't
football?
That something? That's terrible.
Just send your resume right over.
I got kicked out of three different leagues.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Because of I used to be.
I'm sorry, Mr. Minho, but yeah. John.
Floor hockey.
I did. Honest to God, I got kicked out of it.
Was it all because you kind of lost your cool?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that. But, okay, well, maybe you've changed. You've matured. You're so much more relaxed now.
Yeah.
He's never flown off the handle, right, Todd?
Nope.
Never.
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 Never. I like how he says never. Back after this, Might on the Mayor.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restricted supplies. Show order for details. Offers on 10/31/2023.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy.
From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 56. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 63. Upper 50s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the mid-50s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 56 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Boy, that has 1982 written all over it, doesn't it? Remember this video, Todd?
Absolutely.
Those supermodels right. behind him with yeah. that nasty sort of look.
Right.
Yeah. Supermodels really went for me.
Went for what?
They went for me. They were, because they like short, stocky guys.
Yeah. that coach in the Olympics.
It's like, yeah. I'd like him. He's 5'9", 200 pounds. That's what I'm looking for in a guy. So anyway, today is National Pasta Day. Is there anything better than pasta?
No.
By the way, I got to tell you, man. This is no lie, and I hate to compliment you.
Yeah.
Your spaghetti sauce, outstanding.
Thanks.
I mean, that's like if you went to a restaurant, Italian restaurant, you had that spaghetti sauce, you'd be like, wow, this is really... Todd, did you have
Would you guess by looking at him and just knowing his personality that he would be the kind of cook he is?
No. Yeah. Well, he looks a little bit like, what's it?
Emeril Lagasse.
Agriol or
Emeril Lagasse,
yeah,
right?
He looks a bit like him.
Well,
yeah.
I do not.
Yeah, you
do a little bit.
You do.
Now that you mention that.
You do.
Do this for me. Go, bam. See what happens.
Give me a little bam.
No, I thank you for saying
your
that.
Your spaghetti sauce is incredible.
Yeah, thanks.
It was, wow.
I like
cooking. Is there like some secret ingredient in there or something?
Yes.
Okay, so when me and Tony O and Ace open our restaurant bar, one night a week, we want you to cook for us.
I would do that. You know that?
I know.
It would just be a one item.
One though. Night.
What? No, but...
Well, that's what we're going to do with our bar restaurant.
Yeah, I
me
don't want to do...
Tony doesn't know this yet.
I don't want to cook
and
10 things.
And Ace doesn't know it yet. But it's just going to be very... It's not going to like you walk in and there's just like 12 things in the menu.
No, don't want
it's,
that.
It's going to be two things. Here's what we got tonight. You don't like it? Get the hell out of here.
We'll come back tomorrow.
And if you got a complaint, get out.
Right. Well, that'd be for sure. That'd be every night.
Coin's going to be my bouncer.
Right.
And say, so you got a problem? Get out. It'd be like the soup Noxy. Coin's going to be my like... my soup is a little cold. Get out of here! And Coin's just going to pull him out. Deal?
He's the guy.
Yeah.
But we can have that. Ace was great at the community shelter.
I'm for serious
that,
about this.
That,
so
that
I want to open up
and then
a little
spaghetti
bar restaurant
and meatballs the next
right
night.
Here. I want all you guys to be a part of this. Okay?
Yeah.
I want Todd to be Todd, I want you to be a part of this.
I can clear tables.
Okay?
There you go.
I want
go,
you
get a
to
bus set.
Do something. Pasta night. You're going to be
right,
pasta,
pasta night.
Yeah. But anyway, today's National Pasta Day.
That's great. Yeah, that's worth celebrating.
I'm a big fan of white sauce pasta with like mushrooms.
Yeah.
You?
I can make that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, pasta's great. And kids love pasta. Old people like pasta. It's just, it's so universal and there's so much you can do with it. Absolutely. But yeah, I do like making spaghetti and meatballs. That's
why
like
did you
one
throw
out favorites.
The old people like pasta? What? That seemed to be a little cut towards me again. It just does. It's subliminal.
You're
almost.
Overly sensitive, John.
No, I'm not.
No, I what I'm saying is pasta's universal. It's not, I think everybody likes pasta.
Pasta fadoo.
And it's, you know what? And pasta sometimes gets a bad rap because of the carbs. But,
yeah, it does. It does have a lot of carbs.
But what do they serve? But Johnny, what do they serve the night before the marathon?
Pasta.
Pasta dinner.
Yeah. Load up, carbo load. That's what I always do before a marathon. And I, even though I've never, just when I cover a marathon as a reporter.
As a reporter, I load up. Bring another plate of pasta over here. Let me read these notes.
Todd, I don't understand the other one. National Playing Card Collection Day.
Apparently people collect playing cards, which I didn't realize, but there is a day for it.
So not like baseball cards?
Nope. Okay. Nope.
Like, why would you? They're all the same.
I think that, well, there's different kinds of playing cards. You know, there's the traditional deck that we all play, whatever. But there's, you know, like Dungeons and Dragons has a card deck, and this has a card deck and stuff like that. So,
how fun.
Okay. Are Yugi cards collectible? My son has so many Yugi cards, it's unbelievable.
What is that?
Do they have any value?
I don't know.
Remember Yugi cards? Yu-Gi-Oh? No?
Not really.
Neither.
Okay. Like Pokemon cards?
Well, Pokemon, I know.
And Yu-Gi-Oh was a big thing for a while, too. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that day is going to last too long.
And then wear something gaudy day.
Well, you obviously got that memo.
All right. What does that mean? I'm the most conservative dresser in America. I don't wear anything gaudy. What?
No, you're right.
You're a plaid guy, aren't you?
No.
Every shirt you wear is plaid.
That is not, I have plaid shirts.
You have a lot of plaid shirts. You're a plaid guy.
Those are just in the plaid closet, though. There's a separate closet for the plaid. Yes.
The mayor has separate closets. Yes. Oh, by the way.
Oh, God. And I'm picking on you today.
I got a text from somebody who was at your house this weekend. And she said, oh, my God, you can't believe how awesome his house is.
I don't know. That was.
I saw pictures. Did you see on Facebook?
Yeah,
and I thought you guys were hanging out at the Capitol building.
Yes, thank you.
Give me
the governor's
don't
mansion.
Don't do that. Don't.
Wow.
No. Hey, you're coming over though. I haven't.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hold my breath.
Save the date, Todd.
No, no. I have it.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh my God, you can't believe his house."
I got the nicest text from Brandon, who is the music director at Southwest High School, and there's a lot of great courses. He gave me the two dates that he can sing at, that his choir, show choir, can come and sing at my house. And that's
the a Christmas thing?
Yeah, we're going to have the civic media, you know.
So that'll be 6 months since we started before you invited Todd or I to your house. Right.
Anyway, yes, you're gonna. Come
and I
over.
Saw pictures. Hey. It's like, oh my gosh, the graft and corruption of being a mayor really pays off. That's all I'm saying. Wow.
Did she?
Sit under the
did
table
she show
stuff.
You pictures of my suit coat? My suit coats with a
line with cash. And right, your wife's Mercedes.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. It's Lexus. All right. So hey, we have great sponsors, right? But let's talk about Midwest Restoration. What they're doing.
They're the best.
They're doing that.
We're going to do
code. That code for kids code for drive. Kids. That
we're going to do the most epic golf tournament ever with them this summer.
Oh,
that's coming up.
That's gonna be fun.
Yep,
that's gonna be great. But right now, it's getting cold, and I just want to remind people that you know, winters are cold. Obviously, everybody knows that.
Hey, Todd.
So are kids.
Can you write that down? Winters are cold.
Hey, I have just.
I mean, that's some deep stuff right there.
Deep thoughts.
All right,
by Mayor Schmidt.
Okay.
Winters are cold. All right,
for you listeners out there, I am reading what Todd gave me.
No, I told
winters
you not
are
to, right?
Winters are cold.
Winters are
with
cold.
With an exclamation point. No, but hey, this is serious now. But, you know, Coats for Kids, they help thousands of kids. And, from now until October 26th, they're collecting coats. And Midwest Restoration has places, you know, you can just Google them, find out where the donation drop boxes are. But you can always go to their headquarters, which is on Frontage Road in Kakana on 41. Everybody knows where that is. From 6:30 to 4.
Where is it?
I do know.
Which side of the road?
It depends which travel, which way you're going.
Back after this.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Relatives speaking out after the release of Hamas hostage videos. In one of them, 21-year-old Maya Shem is heard saying, "I just ask that you bring me home." Her mother, Karen, reacting.
"I'm begging the world to bring my baby back home."
Shem says she didn't know her daughter was alive until yesterday. President Biden is heading to Israel, expected to leave later today for a visit tomorrow.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken revealed the trip in a late-night announcement from Tel Aviv after meeting with Netanyahu and his war cabinet for nearly 8 hours. President Biden will also stop in Jordan with plans to meet with Arab leaders, including Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
ABC's Justin Finch in Washington. The U.S. has been working to break a deadlock over delivering aid to millions of civilians in the Gaza Strip. Aid workers warning the territory is near complete collapse. This is ABC News.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Also coming away from Oshkosh, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. It's going to be basketball season. And who better to talk to than the guru of basketball, originally from the UP, one of the great legends from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the pride of Wakefield, and your UW Green Bay women's head coach, Kevin Borseth. Coach, how you doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Doing great, buddy.
Isn't it that 6:33 in the morning, Coach? And wasn't that a nice intro? John's been practicing that since he got here. Actually, it's right off the cuff.
Only got wrong is I'm from Bessemer, not from Wakefield.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, see,
And that is not good. That is a very big mistake to make. Between, and it's, you know what's so funny though, Coach? I'm staying here at the these apartments downtown during the week, and I met this gentleman, really nice gentleman, and his wife, and they are from Wakefield. And we talk all the time. And it's like, I said, hey, do you guys know Kevin Borseth? They're like, oh my gosh, he's like the greatest. And it's like, and they're Wakefield Cardinals. And I am bad because you were a Besmer speed boy.
Yeah, well, don't lose any sleep, my friend.
Hey, getting to be that time of year, huh, buddy?
It is, yeah. We're rolling on another one, getting ready to go. We've been practicing for a couple of weeks now.
So what's your Uper game this year?
Playing Northern Michigan on November 1st.
Okay. Pasty yep, night?
I've got pasties coming down from the Pasty Corner in Iron River.
Nice.
Bob Jackwert from Jackwert Manufacturing is making us Cromers, both teams, with their name insignia on the side of it.
Wow.
So we get big doings going on for Uper night. Hopefully we can attract some of them Upers that live in the immediate area.
We will be there, right?
Come out and,
right, Jim?
And enjoy.
Nice.
We'll be there.
Absolutely.
Don't call me a Uper. I will be there because of the coach. And
how's it looking this year, coach?
It looks good, right?
We got a good. I think we've got a pretty good squad. I told you we may not win a game, but I think we're going to be hard to beat.
Nice.
We've got a pretty good squad. A lot of veterans. Brought in a couple of kids to make a difference. So, we're excited. Kids are playing hard. Probably one. In my opinion, it's one of the better teams that we've had. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. It's going to be a long season ahead of us, but we got a pretty good squad so far if we stay healthy.
Nice. You know, people don't talk about it as much with women's basketball, but the NIL type things going on with, you know, football and Division I basketball, isn't it a crazy time?
It is. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's, it is. I don't know, John, how I feel about it. I understand the NIL aspect of it. I do. If you're got your own business, you're selling shoes out of your car or whatever that is, you should be able to make your money off. That makes all the sense in the world. But some of the other stuff, the crazy stuff that's going on. I see the Utah football team, everybody got a brand new Dodge Ram pickup. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I didn't.
Every player on the team got a brand new Dodge Ram pickup. It's leased, and they can, as long as they're there, they get to use it. But it's, there's crazy things that are going on. I think they're going beyond what the initial intention of that rule was.
But you think about this. Okay, UW Green Bay, you're Division I. You compete with the best. And your schedule is always unbelievable. You play the best of the best. But to compete against a team like LSU, where they're starting five, everyone's probably making $1 million. Is that right?
It's crazy. It really is. Crazy. Yeah, I don't, I mean, the football is probably, it's really started there. I think at some point it's going to be like the old NFC and the AFC. Remember how they merged together to make the NFL?
They had to.
It's almost like that's the direction football is going right now, but we'll have to wait and see. But it's a wild, wild west right now. And there's a lot of people that are uncomfortable with it. And there's some, like Jay Wright from Villanova got out of it. He got out as soon as it started. And I can understand why, because it's a lot different now than it was before.
You know, and that's, They talk about coaching, how the industry has changed. We talked to some sports reporters how, just this whole social media has changed their industry. And that's a little bit, like that book, right, Who Moved My Cheese? I mean, the industry is changing around you, and you either have to adapt or probably get out, right? Because I don't think you're going to fight this. That seems like a pretty strong tidal wave, right?
No, you don't have a choice. Everything is happening. It's not going to change because you don't like it to happen. It's not going to change. I think social media has changed our entire world. And certainly has in athletics. And I think a lot of that is really helping these people that are in the NILs and that kind of stuff make some additional money, because they get their names out there. So it's a lot of chest banging going on right now, What happened to the old days when you score a touchdown and just hand the ball to the referee and now it's a big dance?
Yeah.
I guess I'm one of those people. I'm old school. I kind of like the people that don't bang the cymbals every time they do something good. It's kind of an expectation, but from their perspective, sometimes there's a lot of cymbal banging going on. So,
but we've had a couple of your players on here, and they seem to be the kind of players that you're talking about, not the cymbal bangers, right? Right?
They recruit those kind of people.
Kind of, I don't know, wholesome is too generic, but
I got to tell you, years ago, and this is really, this is 1972, it is aging me a little bit, the Utah Creek High School Panthers won the state championship. They were 28-0 or whatever, one of the best teams in UP history. And I remember playing junior college at Gogebic Community College in Ironwood. We actually played a game down at Uintro Creek Gym. It was a small little barn that we played in. It wasn't even a full-size court. And all we did was make fun of those guys at the court and the gym and the locker room, And our coach, after the game, reamed us out. He said, listen, these guys know how to play basketball. They're champions. They're not, you know, just because they came in this place doesn't mean they can't be champions. And it's a good point, you know, that it's got nothing to do with fancy stuff. It's got all to do with, you know, buckling your chin strap, bearing down and winning basketball games. So from our kids' perspective, we just tell them, you know, hey, you know, it's there's an expectation level to do well and to work hard. Celebrate your success, but I respect your teammates in the same breath.
All you had to do is say the words Trout Creek, and I get a chill because that was Nagani St. Paul's big rivals, Bob Gale and the Bessonins and Trout Creek. They were amazing.
Yes, yeah, there's some good old UP history there.
So when you went to Lake Superior State, what did you get under the table?
What did I get on the table? A Wapatuli party?
Fishing lure.
A McDonald's gift certificate.
There was nothing under the table there, I'll tell you that. We lived in an athletic dorm with a bunch of wrestlers. And wrestlers, if you, we dumped cold water in the showers on them, and they'd come out and pin us to our nose to the floor. I learned not to mess with wrestlers. Those guys are very mean dudes.
Absolutely. Never. That's one thing I grew up with, too. If you're going to get in a fight in a bar, don't do it if you're a high school wrestler from Ishpeming. No matter what they weigh. Hey, Coach, what's changed, though, like the most? I mean, you've been doing this for a lot of years now. We talked about that. What's the number one thing that you've seen has changed between athletes from, you know, let's say mid-70s to now?
I can only speak on the women's behalf because I follow that game dramatically. The volume of players in women's sports now is just astronomical. I mean, there are so many. Right now, I remember first watching girls basketball back in the 80s when I first started, and there were long fingernails and shoot the ball with two hands. To now, you go out, you see seventh and eighth grade kids that are just all over the place playing, and so much more opportunity. You know, that's probably the biggest thing that I see. Second thing is, I think a lot of athletes now are, and I don't know if this is good, bad, or indifferent, but they're specializing. They're not playing any more than one sport. That's not every kid. But there are some that just specialize and just play one sport, you know.
You're not a fan of that, are you?
And, of course, the volume of money that's around, all the scholarships that are around, I think the parents are a lot more involved because they see that, the opportunity for their kids. So, yeah, there's a lot of change for women's basketball, volume of numbers. And I think that kids are specialized quite a bit now.
We're talking with Kevin Borseth, head coach of the women's basketball team at UW Green Bay. I just want to say one thing. We have Bell and Sports Medicine on once a week, and Mark Houston and the guys there, they talk about how they wish kids would not specialize in just one sports because they feel like their tendons and their ligaments and things get almost like just ingrained into that, and they don't have more fluidity, for lack of a better word. They want them to play more sports, which they think could help prevent injuries. What do you think of that?
I totally agree with that. I mean, I ran around when I was a kid. I ran around bare feet, kicking the can and throwing balls over a roof and playing every sport imaginable. And when we played college basketball, one of our players on our team had a sprained ankle, and he taped his own ankle. Nobody got hurt. There were no injuries. There weren't any knee injuries. And they can't tell us that they played harder today than we did back in our day because we played hard. We did. And I think all the opportunities out there and all the sports that you play, I think help you physically, and I think they help you mentally.
And that
they
is
really
what
do.
And that's
sports,
what the
sports
guy
is not a cure all. Sports is not the cure all of the world, and I think there's got to be life after sports. There's got to be some balance, and I think there's such a great deal of emphasis placed on it nowadays that it's I don't know, John. I think it affects kids. You know.
And that's what the guy from Bellin said. You just, if it's a one sport, you're too narrow with the physical part, but like
and
you
mentally.
Just said, well, that's what the coach just said, is that we are too focused with the mental part. And I think you got to understand how things work. Hey, Coach, I want to shift gears just a little bit. You don't have to answer this if you don't want, but a lot of talk about academics right now, some layoffs. You know, Oshkosh, there's over 100 people, St. Norbert, even the university. And I don't know, some people say they didn't see the bubble coming, or I should say the lack of the bubble coming. What do you think on the academic side? You hearing that from some of your recruits?
As far as,
do they think that because of some of the cuts that some of the universities are experiencing, is that affecting their decision to come and play with GB? Or do you think That's happening.
No, I'm not experienced any of that. I'm seeing some of the universities are laying off, and I just read an article in the paper that Oshkosh had laid off. Boy, just an unbelievable amount of
200.
People. Some were. There's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of budgets squeezing going on, and I don't even know where this came from. I don't know whether online education or streamlining education. I'm not sure where, but at this point, we're not seeing anything on our end from terms of athletes shying away because of that.
Right. Well, good. I just want to get your perspective. I mean, you're the most, probably one of the most well-known people at the university. And, you know, there's just been a lot of buzz on that. And some of these smaller schools, and where it came from, there's a lot of things. But, I mean, one of the biggest things is they're just not hitting their numbers. I mean, they're just not hitting their recruitment numbers from students to fill the desks. So, but
yeah,
anyway,
I don't know. I don't follow that very much. I do know that our university, we're taking a couple furloughs in some positions. We make a lot of budget cuts to try to meet, you know, the demanding needs of the university. Obviously, the academic piece is really what it's all about. Everything else seems
right.
Not, you know, the academic is the big piece. That's the one they want to make sure that they hold intact. And I see Oshkosh is doing that with theirs. They're not cutting anything in academics, which is good.
Right.
Hey, Kevin, something we got to talk about, just that you and I talk about a lot, and this is very, very vital. Yes or no, are there mountain lions in the UP?
Are there mountain lions? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw one.
I know.
Absolutely.
And go ahead. Tell it, because people argue with me all the time. It's like, there's no mountain lions in the UP. Bull. Go ahead, Kevin.
I swear to God, I tell you what, I was going to watch a basketball game in Lawrence, Michigan, when I was up there, and they were picketing. Celtics plant was picketing, and there was a bunch of guys standing with pickets, and I'm driving, and a mountain lion runs right in front of my car.
Yep.
Between me and those guys, I tell you what, I never said anything for 10 years, because I thought people were going to think I was on something.
Yep.
And then, lo and behold, it showed up on people's cameras, and as a matter of fact, I see in Pennsylvania now they got one. Somebody was, be careful of mountain lion, but there's a lot of things in the woods you don't realize are out there. I saw that one. I haven't seen anyone since then. And there have been some sightings here and there on people's cameras, but yeah.
I don't know, Coach, are you sure the management didn't send that mountain lion out to the picketers?
Kevin spends more time in the woods than anybody I know. And for him to say he saw mountain lion in the UP, he is gospel.
All right, now that I believe.
Yes.
I got to tell you this. I was bird hunting 2 weekends ago, and I saw 3 bear cubs in the middle of the road. I don't see bear in the middle of the daytime, so that was a strange thing.
In the UP?
In the UP, right in the middle of the road in the middle of the daytime.
Wow. Partridge hunting?
Partridge hunting,
yeah. Last time when I was up at my brother's camp outside of Gwynn, and I like walking on these, you know, logging trails, as we call them, and come around a thing, there's 2 cubs, and they were eating like blueberries, and they looked at me and they started squealing. And I think they were saying, "Mommy, mommy, we can eat for a month on this guy. Come get
all
us."
All of that.
That is a, hey.
Trust me, I turned around.
Well, so now you should see my footprints. You can see them in the thing, how quick I ran back to camp. Hey, Kevin Boriseth, it's always a pleasure. We're going to come out. We're going to support heck out of you guys. We're going to be there for the Uper night. And go women's Green Bay basketball, my friend.
Yep.
November 1st. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, we will be there. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, boys. Awesome.
Take care, buddy. Kevin Boriseth, UW Green Bay women's basketball coach, one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet.
Yep.
Mino and the Mayor, back after this. To replace in the past, we've been cast out of the...
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no
contracts, 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free, 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 56. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 46. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. High of 63. Upper 50s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the mid-50s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range. A high of 56 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Here on a gorgeous Tuesday morning. I'll tell you what, it's only 37 degrees, but I was driving around yesterday, and like I said earlier today, it's like, is there a better place in the world than Northeast Wisconsin or the UP this time of year with the temperature the way it is and the leaves looking the way they are? It's just fantastic.
And people...
And I envy Kevin because one of my greatest, and I've talked to you about this before, one of my greatest things in the world was partridge hunting back when I was a kid. Love partridge hunting.
That's like, Aren't those like little birds?
No, partridge?
I mean, they're not like pheasants. Like, how much meat is on a... Do you eat them? You must eat them, right?
It's about the size of a quail, something like that. They're delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Quail?
What? What?
Okay, I don't know what... Okay, I don't hunt, so yeah, that's great, John. I think what you're saying...
If I could go back in time, if I... Thank you, Todd.
Is that the Partridge Family?
Hello,
that's what I think. I would say half the people.
Okay, I will say this. I will say this.
Think of that.
I will say
they
this.
Think of shooting a bird in a little
this.
Tree.
Susan Day. Oh my
that's
Lord!
That's all you have to say.
Susan Day in about 1970. You want to talk about the hottest thing in America? Oh but, my! Quick poll. Susan Day, yes or no? Quick poll. Susan Day, yes
I'll just do
or
that
no?
Internally here, and I think yeah. It's all.
Oh my
just,
God! I was in love with her.
But that,
her and Marcia from the Brady Bunch. Those are my ideal girlfriends.
But didn't the Partridge Family...
And Peggy Lipton from the Mod Squad. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Todd?
Oh, yeah.
But I think that...
Quick poll. Susan Day, yes or no?
Yeah, but I think that Partridge Family didn't have a lot of... what's the word I'm looking for? Just success.
Actually, hey, hang on.
Didn't that one guy... Hey,
Jim,
didn't they get into drugs?
No, just be quiet for a minute, Jim. Just be quiet. Here's the poll.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
Todd.
Not...
Todd.
Yeah.
Susan Day... Peggy Lipton, or you, go ahead, throw one in for yourself.
Marcia?
Yeah, but I'm going to let you have one.
Farrah Fawcett.
No, she's too old.
Oh, too old?
Yeah, she was like, okay. Susan,
wait, what
okay, let's
saying?
Go this.
What are we,
Susan
what are you,
Day,
what are you saying? Yes, what does
Susan
that mean?
Day.
Yes, what
okay.
does yes mean? To be your mother, to be your sister,
no,
to go on a date with?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, okay. Let me think.
Todd, go ahead.
Catwoman?
Todd, throw it in.
I'm
going Susan Day. Yeah. What'd you want as your girlfriend? Susan Day. Go ahead, Todd.
What's that? What is the girl's name that played Marcia?
Okay.
She's only known by Marcia, pretty much.
Right. Okay, you can just say Marcia. Marcia. People know.
Maureen McCormick.
Yeah, but okay. Nobody knows that name. So all just right. Susan Day, Marcia, and you get one.
Ginger.
Okay.
Marianne, Ginger.
Which one? You'd be more of a Marianne.
I know
you
I
like
would.
The goody goody girls. Yeah. Todd and I like the fast girls. So whoever wins gets a $25 gift certificate from the depot.
Just tell me what are they
of our people that vote. Whoever has the
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't
gotcha.
So your vote, somebody could win a $25 gift certificate right now from the depot. I've got Susan Day. Todd, you've got Marcia.
Marianne.
And you've Are you going with Marianne or
I
Ginger?
Am. I'm going with Marianne.
You're going with Marianne?
I'm going with Marianne because I think
okay.
the reason I'm doing that is I'm thinking of our listeners and they're going to go with the not
wholesome,
not the trashy. Right. They're going to go with the wholesome. So that's why. That's why I picked Marianne. Yeah.
She's not choice. Ginger trashy.
Susan Day was not trashy.
No.
No.
Neither was Marsha. Wow. Who are you? My God.
The same guy who said something about even just old people.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop, stop.
Okay. So $25 gift.
All right.
Riding on this. Okay.
Fine.
Wow. Okay.
We can do that.
I got Susan Day. You've got Marsha.
And I got Marianne.
Todd?
Yeah.
And you've got Marianne.
Yes.
Okay. So, here we go.
And people are going to say.
Yes. And then if we have.
The best. And the question is.
Girlfriend.
Who would make the best girlfriend?
Who'd you take to prom?
All right. Who'd you take to prom? Well, no, that's different than. Is that okay? Who's the best girlfriend? Let's just talk about that.
Your girlfriend.
Prom might be one night where the girlfriend coaches
you. And where it's like you walk into the cafeteria, it's like, hey, who are you going out with Friday night? I'm going out with Susan Day.
I'm looking at someone that could make you a better person, which is what Marianne could bring
to
the party.
I could see you more with Lovey.
Mrs. Howell?
Yeah. Lovey. Yeah. And if whoever wins the most, we'll do a drawing of those people. For a $25 gift certificate to the depot.
All right, let's do this like all morning.
All morning long.
We'll wrap it up at the end of the show.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Okay, and then I still...
So basically, all you got to say is Mino, Todd, or Mayor.
Okay, and then it's
Mino would be Susan Day.
Right.
Todd would be Marsha. You would be Lovey.
And no, not Lovey. I'm with Marianne.
Oh, that's right.
And then it's who would make the best girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. On the Civic Media app, make sure and download that. Choose the right station, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner is the text button. Click that and let us know. It's either Mino, Todd, or the mayor.
Yes. Okay. So Susan Day, Marsha, or Marianne.
Okay.
There we go.
We're going to do this, but tomorrow I want to get back to my survey, and we'll do that tomorrow, not today, because this is we're going to run this through the second hour. But you remember how I told you that the... because of the new laser equipment, they're going to put roads in on the moon.
Yes.
And I want to still know from our listeners what road should take priority over the moon.
Over the moon.
We'll do that tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Because let's stay focused here.
Will say this, though. They're doing a lot of construction around Green Bay. They've really improved a lot of the roads around here. 172.
Well, Johnny, that's state.
Has really improved.
That's a state road.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're talking like city? I don't know the difference.
There's county roads, city roads. Oh, you're right. You know what? And people don't need to know the road. Let's just know the road. I don't want to get into it.
All right.
Okay. But I don't know if 172 is my top priority. We can talk about it. There's a lot of roads that I'm interested to hear what our listeners have to say.
We got to talk about something else. All right.
We'll do this tomorrow. Promise me we'll do that tomorrow?
Yes. But here's what we need to talk about. We always talk about doing different shows.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a separate show. You and I work well together, I think, for the most part.
Yep.
You need to do a show completely 100% on local politics. That is your wheelhouse, like I can't believe. Todd, don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you for saying that, John.
You need to have 1 hour of forum a week at least.
And I would interview candidates and just talk to them. And I think you know this industry, as does Todd, but... Other people have said that to me, too, though. I just want to tell you that.
And it's your wheelhouse.
And I wrote a letter.
It's completely the opposite. It's like hey, Jim, we're going to do a show for 1 hour about 1970s NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
But you need that forum. I'm serious.
I wrote a proposal to Civic Media and said, look, this is what I'd like to do. This would be the format. This is going to start with this, and then it's going to get into this. And I wrote it all out, and... If they don't get back to me pretty soon, I may send that somewhere else.
Into the worldwide, But I think you'd be phenomenal at that.
I'd love
you
to
need
do that.
Because I know there's so many things you want to get off your chest as far as local politics.
Well, I think
it'd be a great forum for you.
That's part of it. But the other part is I think people need to know, and I think they're so busy. And if they could listen to this Lean In Locally.
Yep.
For 1 hour, I think they would learn, and
I know.
I think it would
I can't
be
wait
good.
For that.
And I'd like
I would
you,
listen.
You would be my guest.
I don't listen to you now, but I would listen then. Blinded by the Light, 1976, coming your way here. Mino and the Mayor, back right after this.
Madman grows, bombers, Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another.
Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic